Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky. Should you register a copyright with your process and procedures manuals, your training manuals, your scenario sequences, design schematics, strategies that you use internally to serve your customers? Should those be registered under the Copyright Act? That's the topic for today's session. The issue that we are encountering is you have an employee that has access to all of your policies and procedures and your schematics and your scenarios. And they work for you for years. They help develop them, and they probably feel very vested in the work product that your company's created. Now, what if they download that information and take off and go work for a competitor? Hopefully, you have non-competes and non-solicitation agreements, and that'll be the topic of a separate episode. But what about the fact that they just took your stuff and they're trying to use it, especially if they're using it for one of your customer installs? Well, ordinarily what you would do in past, before last year, you would initiate a lawsuit and you would say, you're infringing upon our copyrights. That's our material, though. Those are our procedures, and we have a common law copyright interest in those. We would start the lawsuit following a cease and desist letter, and eventually our case would be heard and damages determined or injunctive relief awarded. There was a split, however, between federal appellate circuit courts regarding whether or not you have to register a copyright in advance of instituting an infringement suit. Well, last year, the United States Supreme Court resolved the split, and it's going to likely impact the number of applications that are being made with the U.S. Copyright Office. And importantly, with MSPs, there's an opportunity to increase your leverage and settlement discussions involving former employees and customers who are using your protected information. Let's first look at, what does the Copyright Act even protect? The Copyright Act protects original works, like literary music, dramatic works. It can be training manuals, processes, anything that you put in writing that's original to you, and it's fixed in a tangible manner to some sort of medium of expression. Doesn't have to be on paper. It could be recorded, those types of things. The author of those original works obtains exclusive rights upon the creation of that work, which rights, of course, can be assigned pursuant to employment agreements to their employer. But that exclusive right provides for protection against reproduction or distribution by others, or even display by others. Now, before you start a lawsuit, however, the Copyright Act requires that the copyright owner register those copyright interests before instituting a civil action. Now, this registration is not a big deal. It's not that expensive, but it does take time. Normally it takes a couple of months. I expect that it will take probably 6 to 9 months before too long. Some of the circuits had determined that the registration requirement was just simply accomplished upon application, and you didn't have to wait for the process to proceed through the examination to the point of your final copyright registration. But other courts, other circuits, held that the registration had to be first approved by the United States Copyright Office before you could start a lawsuit. Well, the United States Supreme Court, in the case of the Fourth Estate Public Benefit Corporation versus WallStreet.com, resolved the dispute in favor of requiring registration approval by the United States Copyright Office as a precondition to maintaining an action for infringement, whether that infringement is against former employees or against customers or clients who take your material. Even if that material was created specifically for them, they can't take that stuff and use it if you've got a registered copyright. As a result, if you don't have a registered copyright on this material, then you have to go through the process of registration before you can start a lawsuit on that basis. Since successful MSPs have defined processes and procedures, they use training manuals, they have scenario sequences, they have designs, they have schematics, they have strategies for implementation, steps and processes all documented. Since if you're successful, you have that stuff. In order to protect it from that employee taking it from you and going to work for a customer, or a customer using your information post-termination of your relationship, you're going to have to first register a copyright on that material prior to initiating a claim based upon a copyright violation. So we're dealing with causes of actions against former employees who take off against former customers who take off with those employees, and just former customers who continue to use your material, your written material, even after they've switched vendors. You can prevent it with these infringement suits. But you first have to register the copyright. So contact us if you're interested in discussing whether or not you should register some important material to make sure that you are protected by the copyright laws, protected from employees who are stealing your information, perhaps upon termination, and protecting you from customers who continue to use your intellectual property even after the termination of your agreements. Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Popinski. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.